Thank you for calling Customer Services. This is Joyce speaking. How may I assist you?
Hello. I'm calling because I'm not sure who you are, and I'm getting charged $49.97 each month on my card.
May I have your zip code, please?
28349.
And that person's last name, please?
Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S.
Alrighty. And for security purposes, may I have the address, please?
123 Bowden Drive, Kenansville, North Carolina.
Alrighty. Give me 1 second, please. And I was successfully able to locate an account associated with you. Do you happen to remember on October the 18th, that you paid $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a spy cam.
A spy cam?
Yes, sir.
No.
Alrighty. You didn't maybe do a survey where it offered you you could actually receive this item for free, only paid shipping and handling to receive the item?
I don't recall it.
Okay.
I don't have a spy cam. Have I been charged this $50 since then?
Yes, sir. It was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. But now you're saying you did not do this purchase. Is that correct?
I don't recall that. I don't have a spy cam, and I don't know what the $50 is for. And this is, boy, how long have I been paying this?
October. Let me see, sir.
October?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second and let me see if I can locate this product and where it was shipped to. Okay, yes, sir. It was not shipped out. It's giving me a notice that said the label was created and it's not yet in the system, so they may have had a back order on this. But yes, sir, that's what you were being billed for. The $7.95 shipping and handling was actually paid to receive this spy cam. And this was back in October of 2021.
How do I stop this and get this off of here and get my money back?
Now, if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge and you don't remember doing it, I can actually have you transferred to our fraud department for them to better assist you with this. But I just want to make sure now, if you don't remember it, do you think anyone in the household could have actually made this purchase?
No, I do not.
Okay, because we do take fraud very seriously, and we do work with the local authorities to prosecute anyone who could have made this fraudulent charge without your knowledge, okay? So are you sure that you were not the one who made the purchase?
I am sure that I don't remember anything about this, and that this $50, in my opinion, is being charged to my account for no reason at all. I don't know what benefit I'm getting for this $50, and I am frustrated.
Okay. Give me 1 second, sir, and I will have you transferred to the fraud department, okay? Let me place you on a brief hold.
I think we need to get our cart changed.
We have already changed it once.
When?
All right, sir. Thank you for holding on. I'm getting you transferred to the fraud department now, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, sir.